Winchester Star, 98.3, George Harrison and the Beatles there. Here comes the sun, 631, 63 degrees on our way to mid to upper 70s today. Chance of some rain this morning. And without further ado, it's 631, and we head to the phone lines right now and say a very good morning to Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels. How are you, sir?
Well, it's not good morning here, Keith, but we are in the land of the rising sun, so I guess you picked the right tune.
There you go. And I know you have been in meetings all afternoon in Japan, and we're going to talk about some great things hopefully coming to Randolph County, but give us a little synopsis about your day-to-day over there.
Well, we tend to fill them up. These aren't my idea of pleasure trips. We come here for only one reason. That's mm-hmm. the in-source jobs to Indiana. And so we have about five full days of meeting with companies, great companies who are in Indiana now, who we hope will grow, as many of them have chosen to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a whole string of prospects, companies that are considering Indiana, among other places, for new investments. And we're here to convince them that they ought to come hire Hoosiers.
Absolutely. And, of course, some news affecting Randolph County, and, of course, an operation there in Randolph County called Temasco. And, of course, people in the area are familiar with the plant there. Fabulous organization, and you have some details on that.
We went to pay a call on the parent company, the Masuda Company.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Masuda, actually a father and son team that lead that company yesterday, got a very thorough briefing on the expansion at Winchester, and we talked about prospects that maybe one day there'll be even further opportunities there. I will just tell you, having looked at their business forecast, which is closely tied, of course, to Honda, I think there's every good possibility that the recent happy announcement there will not
yes.
be the last.
Yeah, they currently employ 130 people, and they're talking, of course, their expansion, a $20 million project, $29 million project. It's 127,000 square feet there, currently underway to expand in Winchester. And, of course, it will also now handle the Honda auto parts. So it's growing there. More jobs are coming in, and that's a great thing.
Yes. You know, in the last 3 years, it was much the talk at the big conference that just ended here. But Indiana, we've just run circles around other states. No state in the entire country, let alone the Midwest region, has seen more investment from here. So I do believe these trips pay off, and in the way that we care about most, and that's bringing more jobs and opportunity to our state.
And, of course, as we were doing research on this yesterday, that they currently, again, employ 130 people there in Randolph County and are going to double that. And the new facility that's coming up will be underway in late 2008. So more jobs coming to Randolph County. It's a great company, and you guys are doing a great job over there looking out for the Hoosiers.
Well, it's, you know, we'll go anywhere, literally anywhere, to insource the jobs to state. We went to Europe, to Germany and the U.K., earlier this year. It's our third trip here. I will say that I continue to believe that the best prospects for our state are here in Japan, where so many companies already know Indiana, know what mm-hmm. great workers Hoosiers are, know all the advantages of location and cost structure, and they know that we're making major investments in roads and infrastructure, which really matters, especially to manufacturers. So we've concentrated on Japan just because I think that's where the possibilities are the best.
So when do you get to come back to the States, Governor Daniels?
I'll be back Friday night, and you know, can't wait to tell you the truth. I mean, I think these trips are very valuable,
mm-hmm.
and we pour ourselves into them. But I won't kid you; it's always the best part of them is always getting home.
Absolutely. And, of course, just want to say, did you get a chance to – were you in Japan when the Colts got the victory Thursday, or were you still in the States there?
No, I was. That was our last night at home. So
okay.
I got to enjoy that one right there in Indiana. Wasn't it a great night?
Oh, it was great.
To see our state on national television, and a great party and all the celebration. It was priceless, I thought, publicity. And it even reaches over here. So I consider the Colts a great economic development asset all by themselves.
Well, thank you for all the work you're doing, and good news for Randolph County, more jobs coming, and we look forward to hearing from you again, Governor Daniels.
Well, thanks for having us on. We'll see you all when we get back.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Governor Mitch Daniels is heading to more meetings. And, of course, today he was meeting with Honda, Toyota, and Sony and the parent company of Temasco, which is bringing more jobs into Winchester. And, again, currently they employ 130 people and double that staff with the new facility that will be finished in 2008. And, again, that's a $29 million project, 127,000 square feet facility currently underway to expand the Winchester facility. And Governor Daniels taking the time out of his schedule this morning to give us a call. So thank you to Governor Daniels. And coming up, we've got music on the way for you right now from Lionel Richie. Good morning.